In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. We can't all be like Francis. We can't all be like Benedict. Those are just two ways of living out Jesus' call to follow him. There are many others. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. And yet, there is one Lord Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. And for this reason, the different ways in which we each try to follow Jesus are not competitive, they are not rivals. They're rather complementary, as in a well-designed house, many rooms combine to produce a harmonious and useful whole. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. There is room for many different ways of following Jesus faithfully. But that doesn't mean that we can simply go on living just as we are. We may not be called to the radical self-abandonment of Francis. We may not be called to the secluded, disciplined life of a Benedictine monk. We may not be called to the martyrdom of Stephen. But we are all called to something. For each of us, it will be something different. Something perhaps suited to our gifts and talents, grace perfecting nature. But it will probably at times be something difficult. It should involve care for the poor and the marginalized in some way. And it will involve sacrifice, whether it be like the radical sacrifice of a Stephen or a Francis, or like the more orderly sacrifice of a Benedictine, or like the quiet sacrifice of the women giving up their Friday afternoon to arrange the flowers at the church of San Pietro. Francis' uncompromising commitment to follow Jesus in such a unique way did not come out of nowhere. And here we can all learn from him. For Francis' growing understanding of his call to follow Jesus came out of hours spent with Jesus in prayer. If we are to learn what Jesus wants to do in and through our lives, we need to spend time with Jesus in prayer, confident that he will hear us and respond to us. He has prepared a place for each of us, so that where he is, there also we may be.